This is Public Investor 12-03894, also known as Six Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. I am Carrie Devra, and I am the one and only ever investment client you are going to meet that is in bad faith for telling the truth and a securities broker-dealer only firm. Dispute resolution forum called FINRA, and 8.5 years before the criminal was convicted on all 17 counts. That said, I am still the one and only you are ever going to meet of an investment client found in bad faith for telling the truth that Wall Street wanted covered up. We're going to touch a little bit more on Memex. Next time, we'll talk about Maxine Waters and yet another football player scam. To be on the record, I do my best to reach out through social media to these various players who I have identified through my access to being victims of Wall Street scam, and to reach out to other players to try to assure that, to mitigate, these crimes won't happen against them also. I had one back-and-forth exchange by Twitter with a basketball player. He didn't trust me. But yet he trusted a stranger, albeit a recommended stranger by the basketball league. He trusted a stranger to give millions of dollars to, and all I'm saying is, go look at what I've written. Go to my website. Go to www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com. Go to the WallStreetWhistleblowers.com. Look at the papers. Search keywords FINRA, SEC, lawyer, felon, fraud. Oh, you will find a ton of stuff there. Creatively, but a compilation of documents and statements and things we need to know as investment client that Warren Buffett does not tell us. When have you ever heard Warren Buffett come out and tell you that your statements are more than likely fake? When has Warren Buffett ever come out and given you a clue, a hint, to know how your statements are faked? When has Warren Buffett ever come out and said, and if you follow my directions and you tell your advisor to do this, oh, they're not a broker, they are an advisor. When have you ever had him come out and say, they're not a broker, they are an advisor? And if there's a problem, when have we ever heard Warren Buffett say, call the cops? If there's a problem on Wall Street, call the police. If you steal someone's Apple iPod, they're not going to send you to the Business League for Apples or the Business League for iPods. They are going to send you to the police. These crimes have got to get known. It's why I want your papers. It's why I want to walk you through your papers and have you figure out what was done and what you're actually entitled back to. Oh, pooh, don't worry about those confidentiality agreements that they had you sign. I've got Wall Street nervous on this one. If you have a fraud that you represent to someone is not a fraud and is correct in the way to do things, oh, that's to be questioned. I'm not a lawyer, and I can't give lawyer advice, but I can tell you how to look at papers. I want your papers. I want your agreements. You know how to reach me. You can email me at carriedev, carriedev, @gmail.com. You can LinkedIn to me on LinkedIn, follow me on Twitter, albeit known as @GodInGovernment. I began a God project, and I'm finding that I'm overwhelmed with all the social media. So let's get back to Memex. Bottom line, let me step back. Find me. Tell me. I will listen. Write me. Better yet, write me. I will read. And I will answer. So reading Wall Street News is an art form, and I did go to art school, after all. When we hear these press releases or read these press releases that are released by Wall Street firms, My advice is hear them backwards, read them backwards. They're not listening. Don't listen to what they're saying. Try to read and see what they're not saying. Ask yourself, why are they saying this? And if I was them, imagine emoji pose, finger to cheek and on the chin. If I was them, why would I be saying these things? Well, there's a reason. A fool has soon parted with his money, and it was a testimony in Financial Services Committee before Barney Frank back in 2009, October 6th, where a former CEO of RBC did not tell Barney Frank that his firm was being investigated on a multi-state level for the behaviors of the RRs and the CAs. CAs is not Canada, not California, client associates. And the RR is not railroad, it is the registered representative. Let me define representative, salesperson. Salesperson. No different than the woman who stands in Nordstrom and tries to get you to buy the dress that you know looks so god-awful on you, but the compliments she's giving you and the attention she's giving you are what make you buy it, even though it's going to sit in your closet, probably with the price tag still on it. So the past week, Financial News has been pushing Memex. The new exchange is billed as the startup taking over Wall Street. From where I sit, what I have learned, this is code speak. It's code speak for the changing exchange landscape that is setting up a con to cover crimes up. Sort of like when the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers, flipped into, voila, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or so we were told to believe, because that's the way the news reported it. When in fact, the FOIAs, the Freedom of Information Authority documents that I have received post-filing requests, showed that FINRA and the NASD was a smokescreen of change, covering up that FINRA and the NASD are one and the same, owned 100% by the same holding company, the new NASD. That one was set up in 2000. It is a smokescreen. It's not even like the twins in that Disney movie where they're two different entities. Oh, no, 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 no. It's one person pretending to be a different person. Like dropping off the radar as if you don't exist anymore. Oh, it sure does exist very much. Val Klandros, who's the managing director and head of global market structure and liquidity at UBS, told the financial channel site CNBC that there's been a lot of frustration when it comes to exchange landscape, and there's an increased focus on the cost of execution. Now, let's stop. Let's look. UBS. Who? Are we talking UBS Investment Advisory, an entity onto its own island? Or are we talking UBS Securities Broker Dealers, a different entity onto its own island? Pay attention. This is smooth how Wall Street has been smudging up and smooshing up crimes by, it's like that challenge where the people stand in the doorway and then they pull up the towel and then they jump to the side on the other side of the wall and the towel drops. That's what we've been victims to. Wall Street has been convincing us that they are, the investment advisory firm and the securities broker dealer firm are one and the same. They are not. So here, good old Vlad is telling CNBC, which is the pitch channel, it's almost like Home Shopping Network, but stock market style. And he said, we're convinced there's a lot more room for improvement. I seem to remember UBS being hit with fraud charges by the SEC, and not by the Department of Justice, to be fair, but by the SEC, which, in my experience, whatever the SEC says the fraud amount was, multiply it tenfold or more. Fact check. Fact check. UBS's hands are not clean. SIFMA, the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, yet another industry, another .org, colluding with financial industry trade group FINRA, accuses the exchanges of exploiting the opportunity to exert monopoly pricing power. I am going to moonwalk us back to the buttonwood tree in the 1700s, when a bunch of guys got together and decided that they were going to make sure that they didn't undercut each other. My book, and I'm pretty good at fairy tales and children's book stories, that's price fixing. And here they're complaining about the opportunity to exert monopoly pricing power? Take a moment and go look at SIFMA's website. Their mission is to convene hundreds of broker-dealers, investment banks, and asset managers to advocate for effective and efficient capital markets. If SIFMA is a 501c3, they cannot do that. If SIFMA is a 501c6, I'm not quite sure, but I seem to recall they cannot do that. I believe you have to be a C4. But their mission is to convene the broker-dealers, the investment banks, not the investment advisors, not the investment clients. Pay attention to who your best friend is. SIPC, not our friend either. So the timing of the MEMX announcement to me is suspect, because October is when the Securities Exchange Commission ended a 12-year legal dispute denying the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange their request to raise fees on certain data the stock exchanges charge public companies for listing fees and annual fees. Again, who's the commodity? Us. TD Ameritrade, Executive Vice President of Trading and Education. I mean, I love the monikers they give these people. You almost expect them to come out in a Miss Universe type of contest with sashes across their chest from their shoulder down to their opposite hip. If it's not a name that has punch to impress consumers, got to be sure that the SEC goes back to the academic being paid with client stolen funds, and they say, come up with a new one. Get their attention. But Steve Quirk is this guy for TD Ameritrade, and he said the trading commission costs have fallen over the past two decades. So you're getting a sense what's happening with the MEMX is not for you and me. It's because they're not making money. Accountability is not TD Ameritrade's middle name. There's an incident I can share with you, documented, where a customer by accident learned a money order they deposited into TD Ameritrade a few years earlier was confirmed by the issuing foreign bank to have been deposited by an unknown third party into a Chicago account. The customer was based in D.C. The customer made this fraud public. TD's CEO took no steps. And the fraud was accidentally discovered because the customer's parent, who issued the money order, kept on asking about it. Hence, there was a relationship there. It's not like checks where John Q. Doe gives you a check and you will never see them again, and you take the checks over to your brokerage account and the checks are deposited into the brokerage account. You hope. Check those statements. That said, unless the check came from a mom or a dad or a relative or someone that knows you, the likelihood you'll find out about that crime, which is what it is, taking a check from one state to another person's account in a different state, is a crime. I look at it from the lens of whoever did that didn't just do it the one time. They just haven't been caught yet, and TD was of no help. The Memex press piece, let's get back to that, says that 9 firms started the Upstart exchange. The press release names others, scare quotes, others, who came into the startup, but they're still not naming the original 9 or coming out definitively and saying the original 9. They're saying the members exchange, or Memex, will be controlled by a group of 9 banks, brokerages, and high-frequency trading firms. Other investors include Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Virtue Financial, Charles Schwab, E-Trade Financial, and TD Ameritrade. Reuters' press release was more poetic, calling the cartel a bourse. I have no idea what a bourse is, but I sure love the look of it on a page. These host of other financial companies plan to launch a low-cost bourse, as Reuters put it. Morgan Stanley, now they're heavily in the news for suing their investment advisors that Morgan Stanley and the industry have been calling brokers. Also involved was Fidelity Investments and Citadel Securities. So who are they? I guess we'll have to wait and look at the papers filed with the SEC. I will follow up on that. Promise. And lest we forget, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is the birth child, the spawn of a merger, a cohabitation between the NASD, the National Association of Securities Dealers, and the New York Stock Exchange. So let me ask, what is changing other than the year and the words in the press release? It seems the authors and the intent are the same. It has been my opinion the NASD closed down because of growing complaints against it. And that's what we're seeing again here. Don't even waste your time with FINRA broker check. Again, FINRA is a 501c6, a dues-collecting business league for securities broker-dealer firms only. I'm not seeing if the Memex members exchange have a clarification for Bank of America Securities, broker-dealer, or Bank of America Investment Advisory Firm. I'm not seeing if the Memex member is TD Ameritrade Securities Broker Dealer Firm or TD Ameritrade Investment Advisory Firm. I'm not seeing if the Memex members are Morgan Stanley Securities Broker Dealer Firm or Morgan Stanley Investment Advisory Firm. To me, this is an important distinction we need to demand when these reports are issued to help us understand that Morgan Stanley is not a, maybe a clan name, if you want to put it into family talk, but it's not the name of everybody in the family. We want the identities disclosed. I do see this. Exchanges make money selling trading data, a necessary tool in modern-day electronic markets. The allegations the new Memex platform will have fewer, simpler order types and offer lower costs. Memex isn't exactly saying how low those fees will have big impact, as much as the competition should have a big impact. The group predicts the Securities and Exchange Commission approval could still take more than a year, meaning the new exchange may not go live until 2020. I will bet you the new exchange will be up and running sooner. 90% of the U.S. stock exchanges are either owned by the NASDAQ or by New York Stock Exchange's parent company, Intercontinental Exchange, or by CBOE Global Markets. I read the Memex exchange is predicted to seduce brokers attempting to cut costs even so far, even to pitch the investor public, claiming that all types of investors could benefit from this simplified investing experience that will foster competition and promote practices that put the needs of investors first. Sounding too much like politicians who say you have to sign this bill first to find out what is in it. You don't know, you don't sign. Sound like an Amazon meeting I attended yesterday here in, scare quotes, National Landing. where the council has no clue of specifics, saying, well, we'll find out down the road. That's a surefire way to demise, not of them, of us. So you do know you can own shares in NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange Owner Intercontinental Exchange? You grasp what I just said? They are traded themselves. The NASDAQ says we welcome competition in our transparent, highly regulated equity markets. Please wait while I pick myself up off the floor. Transparent? Wall Street? FINRA? The SEC? Oh, wait till you get a gander of the responses I get from the FOIA office of the SEC. OMG, not an investment client's experience transparent. So with complete disclosure, I brought flash trading to the SEC whistleblower office in 2012, documented from what I was seeing, along with bringing to the SEC that TD Ameritrade was running a shadow trading in the background of its Elite Trader program. We will talk more about that again down the road. And with complete disclosure as a victim of Ponzi scammer Don Bennett, a 22-year FBI agent who was also the VP of Global Security of the NASDAQ got scammed? Shake your head, clear your ears out, wrap your hands around your throat and go and scream. A 22-year FBI agent, the head of global security for the NASDAQ, got scammed for millions. What hope is there for us if he's got closer access to transparency that Memex is alleging? I did not know nor understand at the time I began speaking out with what I was discovering in my portfolio that led me into becoming a FINRA dispute resolution public investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling the truth on Wall Street. 8.5 years of more victims before the con got slammed in the slammer. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is a regulator I best describe as a rabid dog with its balls snipped off. More politely, I put in papers, neutered. Frustrated because it's all bark and no bite. And I say this all the time. When someone steals your hat, you do not call the business league for the hat industry. You call the cops. The Securities Industry Acts of the 1930s, 33 and 34, are very clear. The SEC and all self-regulatory organizations the SEC approves of are to call law enforcement. Instead, they send in their lawyers, masquerading as investigators, to curate. What exactly? Well, we will talk more. Just ask yourself this. I mean, we're adults in this podcast bubble. Why would a cartel call in their lawyers before even thinking to call the cops? And with that, I leave you.
Okay, let's get good tall, let's get good green and yellow back.